Welcome to this episode of SDI Encounters, a podcast from SDI, the home of spiritual companionship. I'm Matt Whitney. On this podcast, we share stories and conversations around spiritual care, companionship, and contemplative practice across a diverse range of traditions and experiences. Spiritual companions support others on their spiritual journeys through life. Spiritual companions are welcoming and present with those they companion, listening and responding without judgment. And spiritual companions are contemplative and honor silence as a spiritual practice. You can learn more about our work at our website, sdiworld.org. Thank you for listening. Good. So, hi, Frederica.
Hi, Matt.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Great.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
We are super busy here at the headquarters of SDI.
Yes,
there are many things going on. We just got back from Santa Fe, New Mexico, where we did a site visit for our upcoming conference in April 2020. How was that for you?
It was great. I want to start by saying, so I had never been to Santa Fe before. That's not true. I went when I was 10. I forgot that. Went for
okay.
a day. I couldn't remember it.
I don't know whether I can trust you anymore.
My brother reminded me that I had, in fact, set foot in Santa Fe as a child. I loved the city of Santa Fe. I felt like it was unique in terms of American large towns and small cities. I felt like I was in a different country in a lot of ways. And a lot of that had to do with the amazing architecture, the adobo mud everywhere.
Is it adobo?
I can't remember if it's adobe or adobo.
Huh.
One of them is the...
I've never heard adobo. That sounds cool.
Isn't that like the file maker thing or the...
No, adobe is the software.
The software, so it's adobo then?
No, I think they're both adobe.
Can we edit this part out?
No. Yes, we can. I don't want to.
We'll leave it in. This is just us doing our Friday afternoon thing.
This is, yes, we have a lot going on. We have an event on Tuesday that we're going to talk about too. So this podcast is a little bit on the fly. But we'll go into deeper things next week.
We will. But Santa Fe, awesome city, cool architecture, art everywhere. We got a dusting of snow while we were there. It was so beautiful. It just felt like a destination that makes a lot of sense for people to want to go there, which I think explains in part why this conference has been so successful. We continue to get registrations coming in. We're approaching the 800 mark, which is definitely a record setting for SDI context. And I think some of that has to do with just folks wanting to go hang out in Santa Fe, which is a great city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in fact, I believe we have an 1,100 person cap on the facility. That's only 300 more spots.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more early bird deadline. It's not until January 31, in which there's usually a rush of registrations around that deadline. But if you haven't registered yet, you might not want to wait till then because we're
workshops.
Filling up. And workshops.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the workshops
yes.
for a moment?
So we had originally planned 24 workshops per session. We've got two sessions on Friday afternoon and two sessions on Saturday. We quickly realized that that would just not be enough to accommodate the numbers we have coming in. So we decided to add on some workshops, which was easy to do because we had such a stellar pool of workshop applications this year. So we went back in and pulled out another whole set of really engaging, exciting workshops from really just qualified, interesting people. And we're now at 48 workshops total. So there's going to be 12 per session. And right now folks are signing up for those workshops. And we're tentatively placing them in different spaces, both in the convention center and in some overflow spots close by. And those spaces have a particular capacity, depending on what kind of a chair setup we want in there. And some of the workshops are slowly approaching that capacity. So without imposing any sense of you know, direness or urgency or panic, there is something to be said for registering if you do think you might go, because then you get a shot at workshops before they're full. And some of them will fill. One is already approaching the fill point. So so that's an incentive to go ahead and register.
Yeah. I'm so glad we got to expand those workshops, because I remember when we were discerning the 24 and it just was hard.
It was like painful to because say no to some of them.
Yeah, it's not even like these were like the top 24. It was more like we just have to make some choices. It just became
We're going for balance. Going for a balance in terms of the topics. In terms of the social location that folks are bringing to the workshops, we're thinking a lot about our theme. We're thinking about spiritual companionship for our times and what are some different expressions of that. Mm. So there are some quirky ones thrown into the mix.
About those.
Yeah, so some of the ones that I think might be unique in the context of what SCI has offered in the past are one that is going to be around animal companionship and how therapy animals and animals in general can play a role in spiritually companioning us, and how we can in fact be spiritual companions to animals. It's a little bit out in left field, but not really. A lot of people have these meaningful relationships with their pets. That one is going to be led by Madeline and Straja. Not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. We've got one that I've been excited about since the very beginning, coming from a rabbi based in Chicago named Menachem Cohen. And Rabbi Cohen is offering a session on spiritual companionship through through games, through board games and through reality games, games like Dungeons and Dragons, games where you take upon a persona, a character, and that allows you to express yourself in ways you might ordinarily do. And so at first I was like, whoa, what is, this is not really part of our community and our culture. And then upon further investigation, we're like, this is an amazing portal into a new tool for spiritual companioning. One that we added on recently is called Spiritual Companionship in the Islamic Sufi Tradition. This is with a woman named Azra Rahim, and this is going to be an opportunity to kind of delve into women mystics within Islam and really experience some unearthing of their texts, their language, do some poetry, do some whirling that Azra is going to guide folks through. And that just looks like a really interesting workshop. There is Ancestral Medicine with Adrian Sloan and Lindsay Sudeikis. They've offered this in the past. It's always been really popular, but this is really kind of tapping into the wisdom of our ancestors, what we can learn from them through a guided workshop. We've got two that are taking folks out of doors into nature to do some spiritual companioning in the natural world. Nature as healer, teacher and friend. And one called Going Out to Go In, which looked really interesting to me. I want to do all of these.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would also invite you to stretch yourself and maybe pick one workshop that sounds or is just unfamiliar to you. I think we sort of naturally pick the ones that we're like, ooh, I want to do that. Sounds great. But maybe it would be, I mean, I would guarantee it would be stretching to pick one that feels unfamiliar or makes you feel nervous.
Yeah.
To maybe like spend some time with that feeling and be like, maybe that's something I should explore.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You know, that we've got opportunities to learn about spiritual companioning with children, alongside children, for children. We've got opportunities to really get your hands dirty with some clay and some Play-Doh and begin thinking about the Ignatian processes around discernment and actually making that physical through clay. We've got a lot that are looking at bodies, sexuality, gender orientation from some very well-informed, experienced folks who are going to hold a very safe space to dive into those waters. What are some others? We've got a lot of dance. We've got some soul collage thrown into the mix. We've got some heavy topics. How do you spiritually companion a community through mass tragedy, which unfortunately is more and more of a reality that communities are facing. We have some really interesting ones on grief and the dying process. We've got our Enneagram offering. There's a whole array of different workshop offerings. And the most of the feedback I've been hearing from folks is this sort of painful, like FOMO, because there's just so many great options.
Yeah, so when you register, you get to pick four. Right.
You get to pick four. You pick your top three choices, and I think we can essentially guarantee you'll get one of your top three choices. Mm-hmm. Right now, everyone's getting their first choice.
Yeah.
And as time goes on, it might be that it's your second or third choice.
Mm-hmm. And so now that we've put like the main pieces into place, and we've scoped out the Santa Fe Conference Center, you and I and others get to start to play kind of with some of the practice that we'll be able to offer people too.
Yeah.
So it won't just be a time of like come and like glean so much wisdom and bring home a lot of information, but you'll actually get to come and practice spiritual companionship with one another. You'll get to set up sessions with spiritual directors, and we're gonna work on ways to set that up in advance.
Yep.
And then offering a little bit more structured meditation offerings, some creative arts offerings, just more spaces for people to play
mm-hmm.
and to rest and to renew and restore themselves. Not as like mandatory things, but just more like a buffet throughout the conference that people can go and feast on if they so choose.
Yeah.
Or just large, unstructured time. So you can just go take a nap if you want to.
Yep.
And just relax or go wander the town a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. So we're putting structure in place as an invitation for folks to do whatever they want with. This is the kind of conference where we trust that everyone coming is an adult who has a strong sense of what they need on any given time. They're kind of clued in with what their body needs and what they need. If you experience an intense plenary talk in the morning and you need to process it, there will be no problem whatsoever with folks taking a walk, taking a nap, checking out for a little bit. But we want to make sure that we do offer a buffet table. I love that analogy of options for folks in all of those in-between times. And it's going to be a really, really rich buffet. So, you know, the plenaries will be happening in the mornings. We've got our lineup of fantastic speakers. We've got Roshi Joan Halifax. We've got Sister Joan Chittister. We've got Father Richard Rohr. We have Dr. Barbara Holmes. We have Adam Bucko. We've got Mirabai Starr. So it's going to be rich and provocative and interesting. And then we've got the workshops we alluded to earlier, and those are like the bones, like the skeleton of the conference. And I think most people don't want to miss out on those. And then there's all the in-between. There's like the sinews and like the muscle that's kind of holding it all together. And that is a whole array of rich, rich opportunities that are entirely optional. So yes, sessions of one-on-one spiritual companionship and spiritual direction. And we're coming up with systems so folks can sign up for that in advance. They can sign up for it in the moment. But we're going to try to have folks on hand, on site, to just offer that spontaneously. As you mentioned, a lot of meditation and contemplative practices early in the mornings. We're going to have a whole space devoted to meditation in one of the upstairs rooms, a maker space for nothing but art. We are going to have all the workshop rooms available for folks to make various offerings. And then just Santa Fe, just all the things that are there. There's artists on every corner. There are a whole array of historic sites and churches. There's this plaza. There's a lot to just kind of take in by walking around in that city, and everything's very walkable. It's very close by.
Everything is flat and beautiful and condensed. So there's coffee shops and restaurants all around the conference center within a quarter mile of the space. You and I went to the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, mm-hmm. which is a really good experience. I was just really taken by the culture that just embraces artists of all types. And it's just really manifest in the architecture of the place. The Santa Fe Conference Center has lots of art just installed as part of its permanent collection by local artists. it just feels like the spaces are really intentionally done to be aesthetically pleasing to occupy, which is really refreshing.
Yeah.
It makes me, you know, just sort of long for that a little bit here in the Seattle area. But Santa Fe seems to do it well, and artists seem to thrive there. It's a rich part of their culture.
Yeah, and in fact, all of that, like, ubiquitous, prolific art everywhere was a big motivating factor for us adding on the second journey. So the journey is this day-long tour that happens the Wednesday before the conference, which is April 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And we arranged a journey that was going to some classic sites, Chimayo up north, a Sikh Gurdwara up in Española, a couple of key historic sites in Santa Fe itself, and it filled up really quickly. And we began thinking we ought to offer a second journey, and it became really clear that there's so much interest in visiting artists and experiencing the art that they're making and what they're doing with art. So we have a whole second journey that is traveling to three pueblos outside of Santa Fe, and it's going to interact with indigenous native artists. And there's going to be some potters, there's going to be some sculptors, there's some jewelry makers. We're coming up with that itinerary, but it's looking really good. And it's going to be led by a man named Tito Naranjo, who is a former professor of art history from the University of New Mexico in Taos, and comes from a family with some really deep roots in native art. Mm. So he's going to take a group of folks around to visit the pueblos, and that'll be a chance to dive deeper into the art scene.
Oh, I want to go.
Yeah.
Can we go?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll look into that.
We'll have to ask the boss.
Yeah.
So that's two separate journeys happening then. And so when people go register, they can sign up for that journey, that second journey.
Yeah,
that
they can sign up for that second journey, and they can sign up for Institutes, which is another add-on the day before. That's happening Thursday during the day. We've got seven Institutes, maybe even eight.
Mm-hmm.
We added another one on around gender equity and reconciliation with Cynthia Bricks and William Keepin, and they're going to do a day-long institute around gender and spiritual companionship.
Mm.
There's just a lot of great offerings for that as well.
Oh my gosh, best conference ever. I love how you describe, like, just the sort of body of spiritual companionship that we are crafting and creating space for, and how all these hundreds of people are going to come in and manifest that together. It's going to be incredible. We're all doing a lot of work to make this a really meaningful experience for everybody who's there. And so people can learn more on our website, sdievents.org, where we have all the information about the conference. It's filling up fast, and so if you're interested, I highly encourage you to go and check it out and to consider registering. We have many scholarships still available, so make sure, if the cost is a hardship, that you check that out. We want to help you come to the conference. Do not let the cost stand in your way. So we also have a local event happening on Tuesday, this Tuesday, November 12th in the evening. It's in Bellevue, Washington at Vainbauer Center. Can you talk a little bit about how that's shaping?
Yeah, so we are so honored to have two women who really exemplify mysticism who are coming to join us next Tuesday, November 12th. We have Mirabai Starr, professor of philosophy and world religions, also from University of New Mexico, Taos, who is now a prolific writer and speaker, and recently came out with a book called Wild Mercy, which has been very popular, very well received. And she is joined by her friend and a local person here in Seattle named Ann Holmes Redding. Reverend Ann was a former Episcopal priest. She served at St. Mark's up in Cap Hill. And then she also felt a strong calling to the Muslim faith and embraced those two identities, and is now very active in the interfaith movement here in Seattle. She is also a professor at PLU, and the two of them are going to come together on stage in the Maidenbauer Center next Tuesday night and create this sort of sacred sanctuary space to explore the rise of feminine energy and leadership in spiritual spaces and in secular spaces, and kind of celebrate that and unpack it and probe at it and illustrate it. And I think it's going to be interactive. They're talking about doing some singing and some chanting. There's going to be lots of time for interaction with the audience, between each other and with these two women. And I think we're just in for a real treat that night.
Yeah. So that's 7 o'clock at Maine Bowers Center. And if people want to go, they should go to our website.
Yes.
SDIWorld.org.
Events. Mm-hmm. Yep. They can pull down events and they'll see A Fierce and Tender Wisdom. And that should give all the information they need, including how to register. And we do have discounted tickets available.
Okay, great. And so spaces are limited for that. So I highly recommend you register in advance with us. But are we selling tickets at the door if people come?
Yes, if there are tickets left over, we will sell them at the door.
Okay,
yep.
Very good. So yeah, lots happening here, the SDI World. We are trying to put together some real world-class events for spiritual directors and spiritual companions, and to just share this work with as many people as possible. So I encourage you to check out an event.
Yeah.
And come find us and say hi, because we'll be there.
Yes, we will.
Cool. Thanks, Frederica.
Thanks, Matt.
It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, we should start recording.
What? Don't mess with me. Hold on. Let's just look up the word adobo real quick.
Yeah. Okay. Let's figure that out.
Thing?
I don't know.
Adobo is the immersion of raw food in a stock composed of paprika, oregano, salt, garlic, soy sauce, and vinegar.
That's not an architectural style at all. So, adobe it is.
Okay, but here's from, adobo from Wikipedia says it's some kind of sauce. So, adobe is the architecture of Santa Fe. Adobo is a marinade for raw meats.
Which one is the Photoshop thing?
It's also adobe.
Okay, well, we straighten that out. No. You're welcome.
This is Matt Whitney with Spiritual Directors International. Thanks again for listening. Your time and your presence here are deeply appreciated. If you liked this show and would like us to continue making them, please do subscribe now while it's fresh on your mind. Also, we would love to hear from you, so please feel free to send in your comments and suggestions to the email address podcast@sdiworld.org. To learn more about spiritual companionship and ways that you can plug in and join our community, visit us at our website at www.sdiworld.org. Thank you. Blessings and peace on your day, and may you share blessings and peace to others.
Matt.
Yes.
I remembered what adobo refers to.
Okay.
It's a chicken dish from the Philippines. It's a way of cooking chicken in this like clay oven with certain spices.
Why did that come to mind for you?
Well, I used to spend some time in the Philippines.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So you lived there before, and that was a word that was that came to mind.
Yeah.
That was familiar for
chicken
you.
Adobo. Okay. So I was just projecting that onto architecture in New Mexico.
Mm. Makes some sense.
Mm-hmm.
From your point of view.
I'll explain now.
Yes, good.